To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of June, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, who didn't see this one coming? By the way, that's going to be called sarcasm, because Facebook Pay is now MetaPay. Yes, Marky Mark and the Zucky Bunch have announced the rebranding, calling it the first step towards Meta creating a digital wallet for its vision of the metaverse. Now, just so you know, the software actually won't change much for the immediate future. You'll still be able to send your friends and family members money over Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Plus, you'll still be able to pay for purchases and even donate to charity. However, though, in the Meta future, MetaPay will function as a universal wallet, and it will be for all of your digital items. Everything that you pretty much buy or create in the metaverse. Hey, you looking for the very first non-Samsung Wear OS smartwatch? Well, look no further than Montblanc. Although you might have to look a little deeper in your pockets to afford it. Yes, Montblanc is the first manufacturer outside of Samsung to actually release a smartwatch running Wear OS 3. We all know that Wear OS 3 is a pretty big update to Google's smartwatch operating system, and currently only available on Samsung smartwatches, the Galaxy Watch 4 and the Galaxy Watch 4 Classic. But those seem kind of old now, as they were released last year. But a new year and new style, and it could be your perfect fashion accessory too, if you're willing to cough up over $1,300. Hey, you got some time to think about it though, and save a little, when it goes on sale globally on July 15th. And finally, here's one I don't know how you're going to feel about. Might make you smile, might make you go, it's creepy. Do you miss grandma telling you stories like you were when you were a kid? Well, if you miss it that much, Alexa may be able to help you. Yes, Amazon's assistant can now sound like your dead grandma. This was unveiled at Amazon's Mars conference, and something that seems like it's coming all the way from Mars is the voice assistant's ability to actually mimic voices. Now, Amazon is actually marketing this thing as a way to commemorate your lost loved ones. In their statement, they said, now while AI can eliminate the pain of loss, it can definitely make the memories last. You know, like our brain wasn't good enough to do that already. Now, of course, security experts out there are in an uproar over this. They already have enough problem with deepfake videos. Now we might have deepfake audios. The deepfake audio, though, however, though, still isn't available, at least for you and I, and there's also no timeline when it's going to be available. I get the feeling this is Amazon saying, let's see how the public takes to this. The public might be a little... Hackers, on the other hand, are going, yes! Ha! Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. You can find all the BTN content over there. You can also go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and it's there where you can support the new show. Without your help, we can't keep doing this show for you. So if you love the show and love what we do, show your support now for literally as little as $5 a month. Don't forget also, give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network and follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, well, it's weekend time. However, though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.